We have Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs joining us. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. We got a lot of subjects that we kind of want to touch base on as we start here kind of almost in a new phase of what we're dealing with COVID-19 in and around the area.
Yeah, we knew we were going to see an increase of numbers, and we're definitely seeing that now. Riley County now has, we've had 68 more positive since Monday's release, and since I talked to you on Tuesday, that puts us at 674 confirmed positives. Out of those, 290 are considered active, and we have had 379 recover. And at this time, the hospital is only caring for one COVID-positive patient, not a Riley County resident. And by what Bob told us yesterday on Facebook Live, it looks like they might be discharged today, hopefully. So that's a good thing. We do not have any PUIs at the hospital at this time. We currently have 178 pending tests, and we've had a total of 6,378 negative tests in the county so far.
Okay. What do you attribute this increase to? The return of K-State students?
A lot of it is that, yes, more gatherings going on, more events happening, practices, things like that, with sports getting started back up. I think a lot can lead to that increase. We are seeing most of our positives here recently coming from that 18 to 24-year-old age range.
Okay. Well, and a lot of those are outside activities and not just necessarily on campus, as we all well know, but there's it's more and more important to basically probably recap the steps that you got to take in order to protect yourself and protect others.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to keep our community safe. Definitely now. Our kids are in school and more activities are getting started. And so it's so important to stay the course. You know, try to stay your distance from others, avoid crowded areas. Make sure that you practice hand hygiene. That can go a long way. You know, washing your hands as often as you can, taking that hand sanitizer with you everywhere you go. You know, you can't always wash your hands. So a hand sanitizer will definitely help. It comes in very handy. I have at least a couple bottles, one at my desk and one in my car. So hand hygiene will really help, as well as wearing masks. You know, wearing masks when you're going into places, that is a city mandate now. And also when you're outside and you're not able to maintain 6 feet of social distance.
With the new numbers that we're seeing, does that impact anything here, at least for now? Or what precautions do you or concerns that you have in the near future with regard to school and large gatherings like K-State football?
Yeah, the numbers will really impact us, especially with events getting started up again and K-State football. So we'll really have to monitor the situation. We also use that percent positivity as criteria for USC 383 and other area schools. So we need to make sure, again, to stay the course so that we can try to get back on track here and get our numbers back down where they should be.
Okay. Well, let's talk a bit about schools and, you know, every entity, and I think schools are the one that stands out, you know, especially with 383. There's a threshold there, that 10% number. And how do we stand right now with that number and what are you looking for over the next several days?
Sure. So that 10% is very important. They're looking at the last 14 days, an average of the last 14 days. And so, last week we were, at the end of the week, we were at about 11.67% as far as our positive rate. This week, I don't think it'll be any surprise that we will go up above that. So we'll definitely hit above that 10% threshold. Now, I know USC 383 is looking at a few other factors too, but that is a very important number. So again, we want to stay the course and try to get those numbers back down.
You know, we talked about yesterday being the first day of school, and schools are probably among the entities that are taking the greatest precautions to try to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But, you talk about, people that are going out, going to restaurants, going to stores, going to church, whatever the case may be, all kinds of social activities, still almost feel like you need to second guess yourself whether you're going to participate in some of those things.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially if you're not feeling well or if you have any kind of symptoms, even if you think it might just be allergies, you want to stay home if you have any type of symptoms or if anyone in your family has symptoms, please stay home to protect others and to help yourself, you know, get some rest and get yourself better again so you can go out and enjoy those things. But even if you are feeling well and you don't have symptoms, you might also want to second guess going out or at least taking precautions when you do go out, making sure that you're wearing that mask and staying your distance from others.
You had a tremendous amount of response to the drive-through testing effort last week over here at the Vineyard Church. Any of those opportunities in the near future?
Yes, we're working with KDHE and the National Guard to work on a few other days. So probably right after Labor Day is what we're planning for, possibly the 9th and 10th. That's a Wednesday and a Thursday. And looking at some different locations, we're looking at targeting maybe South Manhattan area and also Leonardville and Ogden. We don't have all the details, out just yet, but we will get that out probably later this week or early next week. So I encourage people to check our Facebook page and also our website, and we'll get that flyer out there with more information.
All right, and we'll of course share that with our listeners here at News Radio KMAN. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Julia? I know you got your hands full, and a lot of folks doing a tremendous amount of work. You know, and we might just give a quick shout out to all the healthcare professionals for what they're doing. With regards to COVID, whether it be at the clinics or the hospital or just helping out on some of these efforts, manning phones.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had a meeting last night with our COVID-19 clinical task force. The doctors are very busy. They're seeing a lot more people in their clinics now. So give a shout out to them. They're doing a great job. They're doing a great job throughout this whole thing. And all of our providers and nurses, definitely the folks at the health department helping to man that screening line. And by the way, if you do have symptoms, please call that screening line at 785-323-6400. And also want to give a shout out to the schools. Administration and staff at the schools are working really hard to try to keep our students well and safe.
One of the things, and we'll just touch base on this, real quickly, the fatality rate with those of the cases that have been reported here in Riley County is under 1%, and that's pretty much generally across the state of Kansas. Do you find that news to be somewhat encouraging?
Yeah, absolutely. With the folks that we have right now that are testing positive, it is a younger age range that we're seeing, but across the board, it's been less severe than what we had thought it would be, and many have very mild symptoms. So that is very encouraging, and we have had 5 deaths, and we don't like to say that, of course, but a very low death rate overall. So I think that can be very encouraging.
Yeah, there have been 437 or so in the state of Kansas. So hopefully those numbers will continue to run under that 1%. Julie Gibbs, thank you much for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. Keep safe, everybody.